Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? Wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a delightful time. Always seems to be just what we need right in the middle of the week. And I hope you had a great church service where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and that you received what you needed from Him. This coming Sunday at Bible Baptist Church, we'll have Brother McCombie with us, and Brother and Mrs. McCombie are retired missionaries, many years in Albania, and then traveled for the BIMI Missions Agency. They were West Coast representatives for several years, many years, and now they've relocated back home here to Tennessee, and he'll be preaching for us. Wonderful, delightful couple, and you'll look forward to hearing him Sunday morning and Sunday evening here at Bible Baptist Church. Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Matthew 14. Matthew 14, a familiar passage for us if you've been in church at all, or you've been know the Bible a little bit. The Bible says here in verse number 15 of Matthew 14, "It was evening. His disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.' Jesus said unto them, 'They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.' And they say unto him, 'We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, 'Bring them hither to me.' And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looked up to heaven, and he blessed, and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children." This is the only miracle of Jesus, by the way, that appears in all 4 of the Gospels. So it must be very important. And he does it, I believe, to demonstrate his power, to show the Jews here that there is one greater than Moses. And he's here. He's the Messiah. He's Jesus. Moses gave you bread in the wilderness, but Christ is going to take a little and make a lot out of it. You may feel very insignificant. You may feel very small listening to the broadcast here today. But just as Christ took in an insignificant amount of bread and fish, greatly multiplied them and used them in a marvelous way, he takes insignificant, small amounts of humanity and greatly expands your influence and your usefulness. Little as much when God is in it. What he did for the bread and the fish, he can do for you and for me. You may have heard of Sandy Creek Baptist Church. It was pastored by a man named Shubal Stearns. He was there for 17 years down in North Carolina. And during those 17 years, that little church, one-room church, they established 42 other churches, and 125 men were called into the ministry. Little as much when God is in it. Notice several things here for us to glean from this miracle that Jesus did. Number one, he blessed the bread in verse 19. He looking up to heaven, he blessed it. He gave thanks. And that's why we give thanks when there's food set before us. We pause to look up to heaven to give thanks. But he doesn't just bless bread, he blesses our lives. Have you ever counted your blessings? Like the song mentions, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Your home is a great blessing. Your home is wonderful if his blessing is there. Your marriage is wonderful if his blessing is there. Your children are wonderful if his blessing is there. Your church, if his blessing is there. And by the way, if you've been blessed with a home and a marriage and children and a church and singing and preaching and your health and your food and you're clothed and you're loved and you're befriended and you breathe God's air and you're drinking God's water and you're walking on God's earth, you would say, I am indeed blessed. We're all blessed. Blessed by God. And what God desires in exchange for all his blessings is not to repay him, because we can't. It's to obey him, to praise him, to love him. Is God getting that from your life? He blessed it. Then the Bible says he break the bread and break it. Before the bread could be shared with others, it had to be broken. One of the hardest truths for us to grasp and learn is that those whom God would greatly use, he must deeply hurt. Brokenness always precedes usefulness. The life of Christ. Before he would provide salvation for all, he would be broken for all. Job, before you'll be a great blessing to many, you'll have to be broken. And after he was broken, remember Job 42, he received twice as much as he ever had before. God always works and uses the breaking process for his glory and for our greater usefulness. Why does God break us? Why does God have to do that? Listen, so he'll receive the glory and not us. And we can be used in a greater way than if we ever are not broken. Paul was broken. He said there was given a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, he called it, to buffet him. But he's learning, and Paul had to learn that the inward man is much more precious than the outward man. He breaks the outer, so the inner man will shine through. That's why he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We want Christ to shine through us, but he has to break the old man for that to happen. There are lessons that God will teach you. There are lessons that you will learn in the school of brokenness that you cannot learn anywhere else. You come to the end of self. You come to where you end of complete, where you're not relying on you anymore. You completely rely on him, that God has begun a good work in you and will perform it until the day of Christ. Brokenness allows God to work through us. God knows just how to break your life. It can be gradually, it may be suddenly, it may be money, it may be marriage, it may be friendships, it may be children, it may be security, it may be feeling unimportant, it may be discouragement. But God knows. God knows how to break us. God knows how to humble us under his hand. Notice when Jesus broke the bread, once it was broken, it was in the hands of the Master. And he never breaks us beyond repair. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, Psalm 34:18. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, Psalm 51. You understand that there's always people, there are always folks in the breaking process. But if you're in that place today and you feel like, I feel like God's breaking me, I don't know what to do. Hey, then praise God. Praise God. He wants to use you in a greater way. He blessed. He break. Number three. The bountifulness of the bread. 5 loaves and 2 fishes was all he was given. Enough to feed one boy a good lunch. But when blessed and broken by the Master, it became bountiful enough to feed 5,000 men besides women and children. Probably 10,000 to 15,000. God only breaks us so we might be more bountiful for him. Don't run from that blessing. Don't run from the breaking. God breaks in order to use in a greater manner. Oh, he'll use Jacob in a mighty way, but first he must break Jacob. He'll use Moses in a mighty way to deliver the children of Israel, but first Moses must be broken 40 long years on the backside of the desert. He'll use Joseph to be second in command of the world at that time, the known world, and yet Joseph had to be broken. That's why there was a prison. That's why there was false accusation. He was breaking him so he might use him in a greater way. And God has done that through the years. So many preachers who we would look up for, even from yesteryear, the preachers that I heard growing up, God broke them that he might use them in a great way. I think of John Bishop, who's an evangelist. He had a ministry called God Is So Good Ministries. Oh, my friend, he came home and wasn't feeling well and ended up with, I believe, a meningitis attack of some kind, and it was just awful. It erased his memory. He didn't know who his wife was. It was an incredibly difficult and heart-wrenching time. Took him took them 2 years to learn how to read again. It took them 2 years to learn how to walk again. Everything had to be learned over. But he has a ministry called God is So Good Ministries. He's ministered to thousands of people who he never would have been able to had he not been broken. What about Johnny Erickson Tata? Had she not been paralyzed at 18, she'd never have the ministry she has now. You know, your worst enemy is an unbroken, stubborn life. Oh, yield to God's working. Are you broken by the Lord? If you've not been broken, get ready. He will break. But that's good because then he's preparing to use you in a greater, in a more bountiful way for him. You'll never be placed in the Master's hand without him desiring to break you and bless you and use you for his glory. Have you placed yourself in his hand? You do that by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. You yield to him. And you say, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I can't get myself to heaven. I can't get my sins forgiven. No, that's why he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross to make the payment for your sin. If you'll call upon him and ask him to forgive your sin and ask him to be your Savior, he'll save you. He'll give you the gift of eternal life. And then continue to yield to him. Continue to do what he wants you to do. Say, God, bless me, break me, be bountiful to me. There's a song we still sing occasionally around here. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth nor fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. Little is much when God is in it. Well, I pray God will take the little and he'll make much of us for Jesus' sake. That's a great lesson. That was a great miracle. And what great lessons we glean from that. And we are in his hands for him to use us as he sees fit. And I pray that he'll break us and bless us and make us bountiful and helpful to others in this world. Well, I hope you have a great Thursday. Enjoy the fall time weather that we're having. It is October 18th, so we better get ready and embrace it because it's here. But the trees have turned. They're beautiful. And it's great to be alive in 2023 on this October the 19th. And so we're excited about what the Lord has in store for us. And I pray that we'll be in his hands for him to use us in the way he sees fit. Well, Lord willing, tomorrow I'll talk about four things never satisfied. Proverbs chapter 30, four things never satisfied. I hope you'll enjoy that. And we look forward to our services come the Lord's Day. Let me remind you, you can pick up these broadcasts on iTunes or iHeartRadio as a podcast. And we appreciate you finding that and subscribing to it. That would be a blessing to us and a help. And of course, our website, bbcgrovecity.org, where you can keep up on information about the church and coming events and listen to past broadcasts there. Or go to our YouTube page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and you can pick up the different services of both Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. All right. Well, have a good Thursday, everybody. And I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.